This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office responded to the dock at Ruth Lake after an Arcata resident became unresponsive following a wakeboarding accident on Sunday afternoon. Medical personnel attempted life-saving efforts on the victim. However, attempts were unsuccessful and the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim was identified as 38-year-old Arcata resident John William Vayo, and the investigation into the accident is ongoing. Eureka police arrested another suspect in connection with the Betty Chin burglary that took place at a Eureka warehouse last week. Police arrested 32-year-old transient Jade Earl, and in addition, police located more stolen property from the burglary. Police previously arrested 22-year-old Brittany Johnson, 49-year-old Daniel Gurley, and Dakota McGovern, all for their connection with the burglary as well. A large amount of property Chin had collected to aid the community was stolen in the burglary, and not all of it has been recovered. Supporters started GoFundMe page for the local philanthropists, and those interested in making donations can search for the Betty Chin Replenishing Supplies page to donate. The city of Eureka and the Wiat tribe are expected to bring forward a memorandum of agreement at the July 18th city council meeting as talks continue regarding the transfer of city-owned property on Indian Island. Since 2015, the Wiat tribe and city officials have been in talks related to the transfer of Indian Island property, which is considered a ceremonial center to the tribe, and it's also considered of historical and cultural significance. The transfer would not impact private property owners on the island, and both parties are working through a number of legal issues in order to make the transfer happen. Humboldt County officials sent a letter to the state legislature displaying strong opposition against Assembly Bill 1250, a bill that would hinder the ability for a county to contract with community-based organizations, nonprofits, and private local businesses to provide services. Supervisor Virginia Bass said that the constraints contained within the bill would jeopardize Humboldt's ability to provide vital services for its most vulnerable, including health care, social services, mental health, as well as public safety. Advocates of the bill argue that it wouldn't limit the ability to contract with non-government groups. The bill has passed the Assembly, and it will be heard in the Senate Governance and Finance Committee this Wednesday. Dan Squire has state news.
Californians who can't afford to immediately pay off traffic fines and other expenses related to traffic offenses will no longer have their driver's license suspended until they can afford to do so. In a signing statement when he signed the bill into law last week, Governor Jerry Brown said that the current policy doesn't help the state collect unpaid fees, and it certainly doesn't help low-income residents who can suffer severe economic impacts from a suspended license and the inability to legally drive. The court can still suspend a license for failure to appear, and a companion bill will allow judges more leeway in sentencing for traffic infractions to include community service instead of monetary fines.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the importance that local forest lands have on the economies of the cities and towns in our region. The United States Forest Service needs more money. It needs more money to fight the increasing number and size of wildfires. And more importantly, it needs more money for proper forest maintenance that, if available, would help reduce the severity and intensity of modern wildfires. As one local forest manager put it, Smokey Bear has been very successful, too successful. We have been keen on preventing wildfires. Fires and a decades-long public service campaign featuring the well-known Smokey has been key, but now forest managers for both private and public lands want to do more, and that means removing the heavy fuel loads that have choked off the larger trees and created conditions for the very hot and very large fires we see today. Managed forest lands that are logged responsibly and replanted have proven to not only be profitable, but far more resilient to natural acts like beetles, disease, and fires. Healthy forests are key to the economies of our communities. Residents along the northern coast of California are reminded that law enforcement will be out in maximum enforcement on county roadways for the 4th of July. Law enforcement will focus on removing dangerous and impaired drivers from county roadways, and residents are advised to plan ahead and to avoid getting behind the wheel if you plan on consuming alcohol. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.